You're listening to SBS News.
With less than 48 hours to the federal election, campaigns have ground to a halt with the sudden news of the death of former Prime Minister Bob Hawke. Tributes to the late Labour leader have been swift and heartfelt, with opposition leader Bill Shorten saying the nation has lost a favourite son.
His legacy will endure forever. Bob Hawke changed Australia for the better. He brought people together. He brought Australia together. He modernised our economy. He transformed our society. He protected our environment.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has described Mr. Hawke as a political legend who defined the politics of his generation. He says the late leader will be remembered for his unique capacity to speak to all Australians, from everyday battlers to business leaders.
He had a great intellect. He had enormous passion. And he had courage. And that was able to sustain him in being the longest serving Labor Prime Minister of all time.
In 2010, Mr. Hawke campaigned for then Prime Minister Julia Gillard. In a tweet, she states,
"As a teenager, Bob inspired me. As a PM, he guided me. I will miss him. I wish so very much that Bob had been able to see one more election day."
Former Liberal Foreign Minister Bob Carr says he will forever remember Mr. Hawke for his sense of humour.
That riotous laughter, a great sense of the comic element of life and political life in particular, but also his the way he would flare into argument. He loved argument.
The former Liberal Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has described Bob Hawke as a great Australian, Labour leader and reforming Prime Minister. He tweets, "Australia is a better place because of him." Former Greens leader Bob Brown has told the ABC, "Mr. Hawke acquired the best environmental record of any Prime Minister since Federation, beginning by saving Tasmania's Franklin River from damming."
He actually went to the election in 1983 saying that he would stop the dam if elected, and that was the one commitment he made on the night of that election, on 5th of March, that the dam would stop and he would give compensation to Tasmania. And after a battle through the High Court, he did just that.
In a statement, Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews describes Mr. Hawke as the people's Prime Minister, saying for many in the Labour movement, he'll be remembered as the father of Medicare, who made sure healthcare was affordable for all. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.